Okay, just a couple of poems, and then we're going to introduce our headliners. This is called Prayer Against Tramping on Angels. To enter the garden of the sacred and blind, to savor the sharp-cut orange melon, the dark grape that sugars the breath of the men who sway and who chant, to hear the sage to whom they bend, whispering before them, old and curled in a white silk fringe shawl, to kiss the fringes, to bend with them, to recite the prayers for rain, for oil, for healthy cattle, to press past this pleading into my own encumbered soul for a blessing. For this is how I am made, to struggle against the trickster who lurks behind the gauze curtain that hides the girls and the women, who appears wide-eyed, toothless, and hungry, come to tramp down the temple of angels and laugh, to fight him and to win. Thank you. This is called After War. A young woman found a soldier's knife. She sliced through bags of grain, piled at a forgotten bunker. Strange burlap mounds of wheat she opened and scattered, flinging handfuls of the mealy stuff into the warm, rushing wind. Each hardy piece pierced a small spot of ground. Chaff at the edges melted away in every generation, but the bitter core was undestroyed. The hardest nubs, ground to dregs, remained buoyant, climbed like fastened vines. Her daughter's daughters lived to harvest. Okay, this is a list poem. It's a list. If not exactly human. If not exactly human, I would be a swan, I would be a tulip. I would be simple as a sailboat drifting on a breeze. I would be made of bright or muted colors. I would be a natural occurrence, but I would not be a rodent. I would not be a black snake. I would not be a thing that doesn't breathe. I would not be a thing that's covered in ice. I would not be a thing for purchase. I would not be any part of a crime scene. I would have fragrance. I would have appetite. I would have movement. I'd like to sway. I would know comfort somehow. I might be any size or no size. I might be formless, even invisible, but you would be able to see me. And I would know it. Okay, just one little quickie, and then we on to our main event. This is called Mystery, after Camille Dowd. I live in the question. I have found a way to lie low, slightly above the waves, or adjusted to sloping land, a mud puddle, a trashy street, any breathable quarter. I live in the question. All the while suspended, but not still, body tossing, scabby heart still pumping, trying to negotiate something. I recall all the old lusts, to wallow in bittersweet tears, to shout out clever answers delivered with utter conviction and dazzle. Those conceits wore away. Deafness and blindness veiled lyric and light. Entreaty availed nothing, yet nothing did not suit. What is there to believe? Has become, at last, the fine bit of haze in the air, the feathery pillow, where I find a semblance of rest. What is there to believe? The question has become the answer. Thank you. Okay.